It's Friday, November 13th, AD 2020. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Praise God. On Monday, a Pakistani high court invalidated the forced marriage of a 13-year-old Christian girl to a Muslim man. 44-year-old Ali Azar reportedly abducted and forcibly married Arzu Raja last month. However, the court did not return custody of Arzu to her parents. Another case of alleged abduction and forced conversion involves a 12-year-old Pakistani girl named Farah Shaheen. The abduction occurred back in June, but police did not register a case until September. The family has yet to recover their daughter. 156 incidents of forced conversions to Islam occurred in Pakistan between 2013 and 2019. Most of the cases involved minor Christian girls, some as young as 12. Jesus said in Mark 9, verse 42, "But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the depths of the sea." The Norwegian Baptist Union met at the end of last month to handle controversy over marriage. Over 70% of the delegates voted to affirm marriage as between one man and one woman. This confirms a statement from their 2000 annual meeting that people living in vile passions with those of the same sex cannot hold leadership positions. The recent controversy stemmed from one church in the union electing a woman living in a lesbian relationship to the local church council. Pew Research released their 11th annual report on global religious restrictions this week. The study scores nations on a 10-point system based on 20 factors. The report found that religious discrimination by governments around the world is on the rise. The global average score rose to 2.9 in 2018, up from 1.8 in 2007. The Middle East and North Africa continue to score the worst at 6.2. However, Asia and the Pacific had the largest increase in its discrimination score from 3.8 to 4.4 from 2017 to 2018. Sub-Saharan Africa's discrimination score also rose over the same period, from 2.6 to 2.7. The Trump campaign continues to file multiple lawsuits in battleground states over alleged voter fraud in the 2020 U.S. presidential election. Former New York City mayor and President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, told Lou Dobbs of Fox Business that hundreds of thousands of ballots in Pennsylvania are unlawful.
We now are up to a count of about 650,000 ballots that are unlawful ballots that were cast in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. No doubt about the fact they're unlawful. The law set by the state legislature that under the Constitution gets to govern presidential elections was that every ballot had to be observed by a Republican or a Democrat. Well, none got observed by a Republican. Almost none.
Giuliani said he is working on a similar lawsuit in Michigan involving 320,000 ballots. Massachusetts lawmakers are considering a budget amendment to allow for the murder of unborn babies up to birth. Both houses of the state legislature have spoken in favor of the amendment. However, a 2019 poll found that 62% of Massachusetts voters oppose late-term abortions. Politico.com reports that support for Trump among religious voters decreased this election compared with 2016 based on surveys of early voters and exit polls. Between 47 and 50% of Catholic voters supported Trump this year, slightly down from 2016. Trump won white Catholic support by a 15-point margin this year, down from a 33-point margin in 2016. This year, Trump carried white evangelical support by 76 to 78%, down from 80% 4 years ago. Former Vice President Joe Biden referenced God and the Bible last Saturday in a speech following the election. However, his policies pushed for the murder of unborn babies and support for sexually perverted lifestyles. Psalm 50, verse 16 says, "But to the wicked, God says, what right have you to declare my statutes or take my covenant in your mouth?" And finally, College enrollment is down this year for most colleges during the uncertainty and restrictions that came with the coronavirus pandemic response. However, small Christian colleges set record attendance this year. 5 out of 10 Church of Christ-affiliated universities set record enrollments this fall, along with colleges affiliated with the Christian Reformed Church, the Evangelical Lutheran Synod, and the Southern Baptist Convention, among others. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, November 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. And now, here's my daughter Mercy, who will be celebrating her 9th birthday tomorrow with the big close.
Seize the day for Jesus Christ.